Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network, and is our guest here, L.A. Marzulli. No L.A. Marzulli. So I guess it's going to be open line. If they don't, they're supposed to call him, but if they haven't called him, I can't get hold of him. Why? We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. That means our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, but I want to talk about the coming terrible war, which may well be a nuclear war. And you know, if 2 weeks ago when I talked about something like that, people would say, you're crazy. Well, it's sort of like on December 6th of 2000, pardon me, of December 6th, 1941, why most people never thought that we could possibly be going into World War II, but by December 8th, why everybody, most people were ready to go to war. And today we're being prepared psychologically to go to war in Europe against Russia. And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, first of all, what are we doing over in the Ukraine? Why did we put out $5 billion to topple the government of the Ukraine and install our government there instead of the government that was post-Soviet, because that's exactly what happened. And now we're financing the government that is imposing Russia there, and we're financing this whole thing. Well, who shot the plane down? Probably the rebels, the pro-Russian rebels who had it. That's what they had aircraft weapons. And basically, there were two fighter jets that were there. Very, very close to where the airliner, the Malaysian Flight 17, was. And I suspect that they launched a missile to take out one of those fighter jets, and it locked on the wrong vehicle and took down the plane, took down the airliner. A couple of days after that, why two fighter jets in that area were shot down using similar technology. This is a mistake that the airliner came down, but that's no reason to vilify Putin any more than we should vilify the United States for providing or the funds for the fighter jets that were there. Because America really rules the world today. You must understand. We have the mightiest army in the world. The little group that controls our country is using the military and financial power of the United States to rule the world. The only trouble is now that a number of other countries don't like that. And this would be, we find this would be Brazil and Russia, India, China, forming South Africa, forming a new bank to replace the American dollar as the reserve currency of the world, and to actually challenge American dominance of the world. And right now, of course, what we're doing is saying, oh, we're going to bring sanctions against Russia, and we're going to get Russia, Europe to put sanctions on Russia. Well, if Europe puts sanctions on Russia, Russia will respond. Remember, Europe is totally dependent upon Russia for at least half of its oil and natural gas. And, of course, if that were to be cut off, why would plunge Europe into chaos? So the whole idea of putting a lot of sanctions on hurting Russia is ridiculous. Russia, to date, has not responded in the way of sanctions against Europe, but it will if this whole thing continues. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I have nothing prepared, but I would like you to give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about, or if you would like to talk about the coming war. Because what you have not heard through your regular channels is that 22 United States senators have actually introduced a piece of legislation. It's SS-2277. And it basically calls for beginning to mobilize NATO for war with Russia, for calling for sanctions against Russia from Europe. And then it calls for actually encouraging uprisings in Russia. We have a lot of NGOs there, and this would actually finance them as they were creating disturbances in Russia, trying to destabilize the existing government. All of these are acts of war. I mean, this legislation has been introduced to the Senate by 22 senators, and whether it'll go through or not, I don't know. But this is a prologue to war. Who's calling in? Who's our guest?
Dr. Santos, L.A. Marzulli. How are you, sir?
Well, it's fine to have you with us, L.A., and what are we talking about today?
Well, we can talk about Watch Your Day. We can certainly talk about what's happening in the Gaza Strip. I've been blogging about that since the onset of the war. We also have a friend of ours over there, Captain Dan Gordon. He's a reservist in the IDF, and he's been giving us detailed descriptions of what actually is going on.
Why don't we cover that? I think that's important.
I'm sorry, what, Dr. Stan, you're breaking up.
Oh, I think that's important. Go right ahead. Let's cover that.
Okay, great. Well, as I blogged this morning, the media keeps a scoreboard of the dead. And what they don't tell most American people, and certainly the Arab press never states this, Israel has spent billions, with a B, billions of dollars on the Iron Dome defense. And this consequently has knocked out hundreds, if not thousands, of missiles that without Iron Dome, many of them would have reached their targets, and the casualties in Israel would be much, much higher.
Okay, I think that's important to recognize that maybe that's why more Israeli citizens have not died. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly the reason. And yet, somehow, Hamas puts its rocket launchers, and this is well documented. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. I don't speak unless I vetted something, and I have vetted this by numerous sources, specifically Dan Gordon. They have tunnels, which the entire infrastructure of tunnels, many of which go across into the Israeli border. And remember, the people in Gaza, Hamas, started the war, and they have not acknowledged any of the truces so far.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Okay.
Hi, Marzulli. What's going on over the war in Gaza?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, L.A. Marzulli, talking about what's going on over there in the war in Gaza. L.A., go right ahead.
Here's the deal, Dr. Stan. I wrote an article this week about the Turkish Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan, who stated that what the Jews are doing to the people in Gaza now surpasses what Hitler did to them. And this is just an amazing piece of propaganda that Hitler's propaganda minister Goebbels would have been absolutely proud of. And I basically completely debunked that ridiculous statement. What we see is the vitriol anti-Semitism exploding all around in Paris, in the United States, in England. It is everywhere. And there's a supernatural component to it, which was my post this morning. The Jews have been regathered back into their ancient homeland, which fulfills numerous prophecies, and they will never again be dispelled from that homeland, according to the God of the Bible. Jesus was a Jew. There's no way around that. And getting back to what we said right before the break, every single truce that has been negotiated or brokered between Hamas and the IDF, the Israelis, Hamas has broken every single one by firing a barrage of rockets. They put their rockets in homes, in hospitals, and in schools. This also has been documented. So why is somehow Israel faulted? Because they have spent billions of dollars on Iron Dome, which has intercepted thousands of missiles, as I said earlier. And if any of those missiles, if just, let's say, 50% of them landed and hit their targets, the casualties in Israel would be much, much higher. So this is what the media fails to, with their little scoreboard, you know, how many Palestinians dead and how many Israelis dead. The other factor that needs to be really spoken is spoken loudly. In the madrasas and the Islamic schools all over the Middle East, the children are taught from a very early age that the Jews are the ancestors or the descendants of pigs and apes. They are not human. Iran has stated just recently that we're going to go door to door and remove the Jews. I mean, the anti-Semitism is through the roof. It's like the 30s, except instead of just being centered in Germany, it is now a global phenomenon.
Well, I think it's a tragic, a terrible, terrible tragedy. I feel very, very sorry for the Palestinians, but they are simply victims of this whole tragic situation. And basically, I believe this is going to create, really, as you point out, anti-Semitism throughout the world, in France, why thousands and thousands of Jews are simply giving up everything and moving to
Right.
Italy.
And that's correct.
But we see the same thing. We see demonstrations, anti-Semitic demonstrations in New York, and somebody is organizing these, and I really believe there's a spiritual force behind this to drive Jews from all throughout the world back to the homeland. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a supernatural component to the anti-Semitism, which makes absolutely no sense. Dan Gordon, again, our sort of friend of ours who we've interviewed in our Watcher series several times, is embedded with IDF Truth in Israel. And one of his posts that he sent to us talked about when the Israelis left Gaza. And you remember, this all goes back to the Oslo Accords, where the Israelis give up land and they're supposed to get peace. Well, the media never really covered this. But as the Israelis left the Gaza Strip in 2006, they left greenhouses behind. They left an entire infrastructure behind for the Palestinians just to take over and use. They didn't destroy anything. They left everything in pristine condition. They left greenhouses and farms and machinery, everything for the people of Palestine, or the people that were going to go into Gaza, to take over. Well, when they got there, the first thing that they did was destroy the greenhouses and the farms that the Israelis had planted. They wanted no part of what the Jews had done. And as the Israelis were leaving Gaza, the rocket fire and the mortars started coming across the border. So the idea for land for peace is absurd. For Hamas to say, give us back the West Bank, is even more absurd. That way they'll completely have Israel cut off. They could cut off Tel Aviv from Jerusalem and basically bisect Israel. If they get back the West Bank, that strip of land is less than 7 miles wide. It is completely indefensible. The Israelis, and the media never covered this stuff, the Israelis have about 20 seconds from when the air raid sirens begin to sound to go into shelters. The Israeli government has spent, again, millions and millions of dollars on constructing air raid shelters for their citizens. Hamas has spent zero money spending on shelters. Instead, they have spent their money, which some of that, of course, is United States taxpayer money, on creating a very elaborate infrastructure of tunnels beneath the ground, which they smuggle weapons and all sorts of other terrorists. I mean, there's actual on film these Hamas people coming up through a tunnel, a hidden tunnel, across the Israeli border and firing on an Israeli patrol. This is what Hamas, this is the way they govern Gaza. They're not interested in the people. They're interested in the destruction of Israel. And until that changes, Israel has every right to cut the head off the snake.
Well, the whole idea is that Israel is to be destroyed. And it's not just Hamas. It's almost the entire Arab world. Why?
That's correct.
Peace? Why? Because God doesn't intend for that to happen. And I don't see where this is going to end until Hamas runs out of missiles. How many more missiles can they have?
Well, that's a really good question. And what is alarming some of us, you know, we were just at the Prophecy of the News conference over the weekend in Colorado. And, I mean, Bill Salas was there, Gary Stearman, Avi Lipkin, I mean, a whole bunch of people. And we all sat around talking about Israel and prophecy and what was happening. And all of us are concerned if Hezbollah joins the fray. And Iran, Hezbollah is a puppet of the Iranian government. And Iran has stated already that Hezbollah should join the fray. And we're all looking, especially the work of Bill Salas, the Psalm 83 war, which again is a biblical prophecy. We're wondering whether we're looking at the nascent beginnings of the Psalm 83 war. And what's even more alarming, Dr. Stan, is ISIL. Now, the American papers have reduced it to ISIS, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. But the original name was the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, Iraq and the Levant. And the Levant is Israel. So let's make no mistake about it. What they want is Jerusalem as the capital of the new Islamic caliphate. That's what they're after. And they have cut great swaths through Iraq. And what amazes me is the atrocities that are being committed
by ISIL. They get very little coverage at all. And yet, every little picture of anything that happens in Gaza is plastered all over the papers of the world. Christians are being massacred in Iraq. And I mean massacred. Entire communities of Christians, which have been there for almost 2,000 years, are fleeing the country. And again, the media doesn't really report about the atrocities that ISIL is committing there. Everything is focused on Israel protecting herself from Hamas rockets. It's so one-sided and lopsided, it's absurd.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to know that initially, or why, so that when Saddam Hussein was in control of Iraq, well, there were about 3 million Christians living there. Today, my understanding, there's only about 100,000 left, and they're fleeing for their lives. They are being
killed. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that this is not being brought out by the American media, and even worse, that it is not being brought out by the American churches. Why aren't the churches telling us about the slaughter of the Christians over there in Iraq? And that's a good question. Why aren't the American churches speaking out against this sort of thing, L.A.?
Well, it's a really good question, Dr. Stan. The American media is incredibly silent on the massacre of Christians, not only in Iraq, but in many other Arab countries around the world. Christians are completely persecuted. They are killed, they are abducted, they are forced to convert to Islam. And, you know, without getting too perhaps radical here, in the United States, they are building mosques, and we know that this tension exists. We can see it in the Islamic world. And there was a video I posted. There was a demonstration in a city in the United States right here last week. And there was a pro-Palestinian demonstration. And an American citizen, white Anglo-Saxon American citizen, was videoing the parade, the demonstration, not parade, the demonstration. And this Middle Eastern man came up to him and got right in his face and started using the F-bomb, every other word, and basically threatened him, turn off the camera, blah, 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 blah. And this is what most Americans don't understand. And, of course, this stuff never reaches the 6 o'clock news. When all one has to do is go to Dearborn, Michigan, and see what happens when the Islamists come into an area. And there was an article on Drudge Report today that Britain, the UK, is finally waking up, and the citizens are going, hey, why not support us instead of all these immigrants from the Middle East in particularly who come into our country? And it's the same thing here in this country. And I realize that can sound, you know, Islamophobe and all this stuff. But the bottom line is, show me where Islam gets along with any other religion. The fact is that they don't. And what we see in radical Islam, if there are 1.2 billion Muslims on the planet and only 1% of them are radicalized, that's still 100 million Muslims. So how are we to know in this country who is a jihadist? A perfect example of this is Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter. This guy was embedded in our military, and one morning he wakes up, yells Allahu Akbar, and guns down 13 innocent people and wounds, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 other people. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the only way to stop it, in my opinion, is to say, hey, look, you know, we don't want you in this country because we don't know who's radicalized and who isn't. And I realize that's a very harsh statement to make. But we are in an undeclared war, unfortunately, against Islam. They started it, we didn't.
I agree with you, but I think that the average individual out there really doesn't understand that, certainly we have all the Muslims in this country, but they can be almost forced by their fellow Muslims to participate in violent activity. And I think that we're sitting on a smoking time bomb right here in America. And I think there's going to be civil unrest in America, especially as the basic structure of our society begins to break down with the coming war and, of course, the collapse of our welfare system. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I certainly agree, Dr. Stan. I think that we're looking at your phrase, the ticking time bomb. There are mosques. They are everywhere. There's a mosque here in my parents' hometown southeastern Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not, you know, we have religious freedom in here, in this country, and I have no problem with that. The problem I have is when radical Islam dictates Sharia law, or radical Islam begins to say, you must wear the burqa, or you must pay the tax. And all one needs to do is go to Dearborn, Michigan, to see what happens when when Islam gains control. I'm not making this up. The media is pretty much silent on it, but it's true. Radical Islam, specifically ISIL, Islamic State of Iraq, and the Levant, all we need to do is see how they're acting in Iraq. And what's the guarantee that some of these people aren't in this country? And, oh, everybody, you know, the critics of this broadcast will listen to this and go, oh, Marzulli's, you know, a bomb thrower, and he's spreading fear and all this stuff. Look, folks, all I know is that over the weekend, 50 people were decapitated and their heads were put on stakes in Iraq. Now, I'm not making that up, and I've seen the video, which was posted on Wally Schubach's website yesterday. And I watched about 2 minutes of it, got sick to my stomach, and just went, oh, my gosh, this is like the Middle Ages. It is absolutely barbaric. And this is the type of horrific genocide which was done by the Nazis in World War II. A strong case could be made, and I blogged about this morning, that the father of modern terrorism is al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who was actually in league with Hitler and was one of the authors of the Final Solution for what is known now as the Holocaust. And
should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop honors our fighting men and women and all the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your sacrifice. Our prayers go with you and your families. This military tribute is from Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. That's 482-6783. A staple in our community for over 46 years. Family owned and operated, Fort Collins Radiator Shop on the air because they care.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
our guest this morning, L.A. Montanulli. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. L.A., would you like to get your website out? Tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Oh, thanks so much, Dr. Stan. The blog, which is where I spend most of my time and have links back to the website, is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. L-A-Marzulli, M-A-R-Z, at the Zebra U, L-L-I, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And you can link right back to the website, lamarzulli.net, from there.
All right, fine. And do you have any sort of a publication or book or various items, DVDs that you'd like to tell them about?
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Stan. We just came out with Watchers 8, Cloak of Secrecy, which is absolutely incredible. I don't know whether you want to get into that or not, but what we found and what we have on tape and actually recorded, just some incredible world-breaking, world-shattering interviews with people who not only have had encounters with extraterrestrials, and this is like, we interviewed this woman, Chase Klotsky, Dr. Stan, who actually encountered a four-foot being in a field while she was investigating a UFO sighting. This huge triangular-shaped craft came over the field, and seven people ran out of the field, and on the way they stopped, and they had an encounter with a little four-foot being, so, and she was absolutely terrified. We took out an alien implant from a man that we call Bill. It was Dr. Roger Lear's last implant removal before he passed away, very untimely, of course, earlier this year. We unwrapped a mummy skull, a baby mummy skull in Peru, and we have all that on film in Watchers 8. And what we found with that was absolutely extraordinary. And, of course, I think we sent you a copy last week. I don't know if you've had time to review it, but lots of amazing investigations in Watchers 8, Cloak of Secrecy.
Yes, we have watched it here over the weekend, and it is excellent. That's Watchers 8. But then, of course, L.A. has put out Watchers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and they're all available through his ministry. So he has excellent material, and you need to get it, you need to watch it. And, of course, it gets into the fact that there are really many, many people do have things, so the implants in them, and how they got them, we don't know, but they've been brought under control. Removing the implants, of course, then they are free from this. So go right ahead, L.A. Is there anything else you want to talk about as far as God, or would you like to talk about some of your other work?
Well, let me just close my little Gaza half-hour diatribe there by talking, right before the break, we talked about al-Husseini. Al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem in World War II, actually had his own division of SS troops that the Führer gave him, Hitler gave him. Al-Husseini was one of the contributors to the Final Solution of the Jews, specifically known as the Holocaust. Al-Husseini, at the end of the war, escaped back to Jerusalem, was tried, and somehow let go. He has been noted by many scholars and many historians of the Middle East as the father of modern-day terrorism. It was al-Husseini who began to kill any Arab who would side with the Jews, specifically after the Jews won their independence in 1949. So what we see here is the birth of terrorism in the Middle East, and of course it had supernatural roots. It makes no sense at all to hate these people, absolutely none. And if you were to sit down with a Palestinian after like 2 or 3 minutes of the party line and the rhetoric, he has no idea why he really hates the Jew. Other than that, they're in the land. Well, everybody's in the land. At the end of World War One, the entire Ottoman Empire was carved up. So the Iranians made a big deal. Khomeini made a statement that, you know, all these Israel was given by the Balfour Declaration in 1917, and the Middle East was carved up. Okay, fine. If you want to do that, then let's all go back to pre-1917 lines, which means we get rid of Iraq and Syria and Jordan, and Egypt doesn't have its independence, and we all go back into the Ottoman Empire? Is that what they want? No. All they care about is the eradication of the Jewish state of Israel. And what most people don't get, and I have to hammer this home,
that this was prophesied thousands of years ago by the God of the Bible. And the fact that the Presbyterian Church, and I, you know, and here's a little bomb throwing here, I suppose, for the Presbyterian Church to step back from Israel tells me that they have no idea of the prophecies in their own Bible, which they hold dearly to. And because of their position, in dealing with Scripture, the fact that they don't look at the prophecies of the Bible, they are ignorant of world events, and they are ignorant of the second coming of the Lord, the Messiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah. That's where all this is leading. And that's, you know, at some point in time, they, the Jewish people, will look on him whom they have pierced and mourn for him as an only son. And guess what, Dr. Stan? The Arabs who are there also will see him and then realize who he is. Here's the good news, and I want to end on this. And we get reports from this. In Iran right now, in Iran, which is a Islamic state, thousands of people are coming to know the living God, the Messiah, Jesus, through visions, through dreams, and they are coming to a knowledge of Christ. They are becoming born again. God loves them too, you know? And at some point in time, Dr. Stan, when Jesus returns, everyone will look at him and they'll know what's going on. This has been prophesied in the Bible. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And let me just segue into this. One of the prophecies that Jesus made 2,000 years ago, he says wars and rumors of wars. Check on that. Famines. Check on that. Pestilence. Are we aware that the Ebola virus is one airplane ride from coming into the United States? And when you get Ebola, there's no cure for it. Most people just bleed out eventually and die. It is a horrific way. And then we hear from Jesus, who warned us earthquakes in diverse places. When he wrote that scripture, when he said that scripture almost 2,000 years ago, there's no way to track earthquakes in diverse places then. I mean, he's like giving us a sneak preview of what's to come. Now my iPhone rings every time there's a 6.0 earthquake somewhere on the planet. We are living in the time that prophecy tells us will happen, will transpire right before his coming. And that's, Dr. Stanley, with all my heart, I can't express it strongly enough. We are in this time that precedes the time known as Jacob's trouble or the tribulation. We are leading up to it.
Well, you know, I think that people have to realize there are only two explanations for what's going on in the world today. Either certainly we are seeing conflicts based upon geopolitical forces working throughout the world today, this battle of communism, strife between communism and capitalism, and of course we're seeing the playing out of that, or we are certainly seeing the playing out of what is described in the Bible. We are living in prophetic times. Either the Bible is relevant or it's not. Either it is describing what is going to happen or not. And so that determines our whole worldview. Christians have to be involved in what's going on. And if you really look very carefully, why are you going to see God's hand guiding so much of what's going on? Because it doesn't make sense. I mean, you get into the background, who's funding Hamas? Who's providing the missiles for Hamas? Who actually created Hamas? Why was it created by Israeli intelligence? Who's funding ISI? Why American CIA?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
I'm on a radio show.
My telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question about what's going on, if you're concerned, if you understand we are living truly in prophetic time, and you can't understand what's going on if you're looking at it purely from a geopolitical point of view, because it doesn't make sense. So much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Why is the United States funding ISI that's over there killing Christians in Iraq? But nobody asked that. Why aren't the American Protestant or Catholic churches speaking out against what's going on? Why aren't the average American concerned about what's going on? And is God going to bring judgment on America because of the apathy and the indifference of the American people? Remember that we are responsible not only for what we do or what we don't do, and men and women become accomplices to the evil they fail to oppose. Our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for our guest, L.A. Marzulli. Go right ahead, L.A.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, the times that we live in are certainly tumultuous and turbulent and very unsettling. And I just look at what's happening in the Middle East, and I'm appalled at what I see. Again, we don't get a lot of images of what's going on in Syria. They're there. You got to hunt them down. But they're not really on the 6 o'clock news. And this war in Syria, you want to talk about genocide of their own people. Well over 120,000 people have been slaughtered in this war in Syria by Bashar al-Assad. We are looking at entire sections of Damascus reduced to rubble. And it makes one wonder whether the prophecy of Isaiah 17, which says that Damascus has become a ruinous heap, is being fulfilled, or at least partially fulfilled, right in front of our eyes. And, of course, as you stated just at the beginning of this segment, that ISIL, Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, which, of course, is Israel, specifically Jerusalem, was funded by the United States. I mean, that's where this money is being funneled into. Why do we give these Islamic states a nickel of our taxpayer money? You know, and let me just sort of shift topics. Why are we allowing thousands of undocumented children to come into this country? It's deliberate. This administration is doing the unthinkable. It is tipping the balance of the country. It is destroying the country. And, you know, please don't call in or email me and say, oh, these poor children, what are we supposed to do? Open up our borders to everybody on the planet and let them come here? Look, let's put the shoe on the other foot and put it in perspective. Let's say I took my family and just showed up in Venezuela and go, hey, I want to live here. No way it would happen. Or Mexico, I'd be deported. Or any other country on this planet. However, Obama, and this is very deliberate because this is how you destroy a culture and how you destroy the infrastructure of a country. And that, this might sound racist. Frankly, I don't care what you think. I live in California, and there are undocumented illegal aliens living in California. The elephant in the room is that California is basically bankrupt. And the reason for this is we spend $10 billion a year that goes into medical and the infrastructure because of the illegal aliens. No one will talk about it because it's politically incorrect to talk about it. But look, there needs to be border reform. There needs to be, the border needs to be closed. There needs to be immigration reform. No one does it. And instead, Obama just goes, come on in. And now we've got people who we don't know is coming in. And I'll tell you a story, Dr. Stam. This is where I travel a lot, as you know. I was on a plane 3 weeks ago to a conference, actually to Oklahoma City to do two television shows for Prophecy of the News. And, I usually go up, at the gate at the airport and see if I can do an upgrade, because that's the time to do it, and they're cheap most of the time. Get into business class, whatever. And, there were no upgrades. But as I got to the desk and talked to the agent, I glanced to the left and there was a stack of papers. And they were all forms that had been filled out, about 16 to 20 of them. And on it, in sort of red letters said, unaccompanied minor, a whole stack of them, paperwork. And I didn't think anything of it. So I got on the plane and, seated. And at some point in the flight, I used the restroom in the back of the plane. And as I walked to the back of the plane, in the back of the plane were 16 to 20 people from Central and South America. Okay, they were Hispanic, they were all children. They were all unaccompanied, as best as I could tell. And I just looked at it, and all of a sudden it hit me, oh my gosh, everything I've been reading is true. The federal government is using taxpayer money to get airplane tickets to ship these kids who knows where. There was a report in Tennessee where, I don't know, a couple of hundred kids just showed up in this one town. Why is the federal government doing this? And there's only one answer. They are breaking the infrastructure of the country. It's a deliberate breaking of the infrastructure. And Obama has gone out of his way to do this. There was an article on Drudge where Obama stated this morning that Muslims and Islam helped form the foundations of our country. And I just about fell out of my chair. Are you kidding me? Islam wasn't even over here at that point. None of the founding fathers were Muslims. I mean, it's an absolute rewrite of history, and it makes me wonder, why did he go out of his way to say this when a modicum of knowledge of the historical record will show that his statement is completely false and erroneous?
And somebody is organizing these children, a Sunni in Central America. They're not coming up here on their own. A five-year-old doesn't decide, I want a better life, so I'm going to go up to the United States. This is being done intentionally and purposely to change the demographics of our country. Well, we're
out
of time, L.A. Parting thought, and then we'll let you go.
Well, Dr. Stan, again, look, we're living in incredibly tumultuous times. I am very alarmed at what I see, not only in the Middle East, but in this country. Looking at sometime in 2015, I'm not a prophet here, but it would not surprise me if we watched the collapse of the dollar, and some sort of a false flag event once again in this country. The church needs to stand up and begin to push back against what we're seeing. Any Christian who knows the Bible and specifically end times prophecy needs to voice their support in Israel.
God bless you. Thanks so much, L.A. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Doc, Dan, we're living in very, very uncertain times. But I believe we're living in truly prophetic times. And basically, if you study the scriptures and study what's going on, you'll see God's hand in everything that is taking place. And basically, as I say, we're going to begin to see the breakdown of the structure of society here in the United States. We're going to see unrest. We're going to see the destruction of our dollar. We're going to go into a major war with Russia, and it may well be a nuclear war. People cannot understand this sort of thing is coming. Read the latest Time magazine. There's an article there on Putin demonizing him. Why are they demonizing Putin? Why, very simply, in preparation to turn the American people against the Russians, and they're doing everything in Russia to turn the Russian people against America. This is what you do before you can get a war going. You got to get people to hate other people. Or what they're trying to get, I said, the Europe to bring sanctions against Russia, which is only going to hurt Europe more. I said the economy of Europe is on the verge of collapse. So the American economy is contracting. Economy is contracting throughout the world. How do you get the economy going again? You have a major, major war. Only I fear that this one's going to be worse than anything we've ever seen before. Begin making your preparations for it accordingly. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty get the truth out across America, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, why we, quite frankly, need your financial help. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters. And we post interesting articles there. You can certainly see that one. Which just describes articles on the internet. But certainly the most important thing, if you're in a position to help us financially, give us a call and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If not, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival for our leaders and ministers, but pray that we'll be able to maintain our network as long as possible. And that, of course, we do hope that you'll tell others about our program. Encourage them to listen, to understand the events that are taking place, because basically this is not a geopolitical struggle. If it were, we wouldn't be financing ISI. Israel would not be financing Hamas. Who do you think is providing the missiles? Where did Hamas come from? According to Dr. Dennis Cuddy in his book, the Power Elite, their power and their future.